Okay, tutor, reviewers, listeners, lovers, supporters out there, man, excuse my excitement, but y'all already know why we here. If y'all clicked on this episode, man, don't get me wrong, man, I love getting episodes out to y'all. I love getting comment out to y'all, especially on Monday afternoons, man. Happy Monday to everybody out there, man. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Hope everybody enjoyed the Super Bowl. I hope everybody enjoyed the Super Bowl trailers. Listen, while we're getting into this one trailer reaction, and we're going to try our best to stay on topic. I know my brain goes all over the place. While we're going to try our best to stay on topic today, listen, it is a lot to unpack. We got a shit ton of Super Bowl trailers, but let me say that Flash trailer, I didn't even want to watch it. You know, I got up with my folks and we watched the game, but I ran upstairs when the trailer dropped. But I came back down and I folded and I didn't do a proper reaction the way I wanted to on the show. But y'all can expect the trailer breakdown for sure. We are definitely going to talk about that trailer. But I hope everybody enjoyed, you know, the weekend, had a great time watching the Super Bowl. You know, congrats to the Kansas City Chiefs and all of that. I don't want to sound like a hater. They won fair and square. I mean, I did hear that they cheated or some shit. They greased up the field or whatever the hell happened. But look, for the most part, I'm not going to hate on Kansas City. They did the damn thing. Shout out to Patrick Mahomes. I think that's the guy's name. I'm not a big football fan. But also, you know, even though they lost, I definitely want to send a congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles, man. While I'm not the biggest football fan, it was so good to see their, like, Cinderella-like season. Didn't really have the ending that they wanted, but for those guys to go out and leave it all on the field every single time, man, much respect to them, man. And I think it's going to get everybody excited for, you know, next season with, you know, whether they decide to keep some people, whether they decide to get some new people and figure out what works and what doesn't. But just got to shout the city's team out one time, man, because it was good to see everybody excited. It was good to see everybody in, you know, in celebratory mode out here in Philly, because it's a fucking war zone out here, man. So I was definitely pulling for them to win last night, because I'm like, any type of positive thing for the city is always good. So it was a good time, man. It was a damn good game. But that's not why we're here, people. It's not why we're here, man. I think it's funny that they dropped this trailer today. This trailer is just a reminder of these badass kids out here that we just can't get a hold on, man. And it's funny that I'm mentioning that because it was my daddy-daughter weekend. I actually had my daughter and her older sister with me for the weekend. So I had my girls with me, man. I had Gizmo and Stripe. Ran me fucking ragged, but I love them to pieces nonetheless, man. Fatherhood is an amazing feeling, one of the best feelings in the world. However, I think I speak for not only my fellow fathers out there, but just parents in general. When these kids go on rampages, it's horror movie shit, man. And I feel like it's a very fitting trailer reaction we're about to get into now. Because we have, what, the 17th remake of Children of the Corn we're about to jump into right now. Listen, people, at this point, I'm not really expecting much. I did see they dropped the trailer for it, and I'm like, oh, bet, what a time to be alive. I'll do my trailer reaction. And shout out to my boy Johnny Zuko. Make sure y'all go follow his podcast, Bumpin' the Night Podcast 1428. And it's funny because he hit me up the moment I was setting up to record, and he sent me the trailer on Instagram. And I was like, bro, I'm like, great minds think alike. I'm literally about to record my reaction right now. So look, man. The Children of the Corn series is one of those series that I've said this before, man, and I definitely said this because I'm fresh off of watching the Blumhouse movie, There's Something Wrong with the Children. And I said that that director, if she does anything with her career, she needs to direct a big budget studio remake of Children of the Corn. I feel like it's one of those movies that the first one for me is very overrated. No diss to Linda Hamilton and John Franklin and Courtney Gaines. I can't remember the guy's name who played Bert, but he's okay in the movie. The movie's just boring. It's got a really decent, effective opening sequence that's creepy as hell. But the movie just drags, man. And I feel like a lot of people put it in that, oh, it's one of the greatest horror movies of all time. I don't think it is. I think it's very boring. I think it's very misleading. What they set up in the beginning, I don't get any of that for the rest of the film. Children of the Corn 2, however, is the best entry in the series for me. I feel like that is the one that just straightforward gave me everything that I didn't get the first time around. They gave me a core group of kids in Gatlin. Or I think they were like a town over from Gatlin. I think they all got moved out, literally moved out of the hood because they killed their parents. But Children of Corn 2, in a nutshell, the characters are a lot better. The kids are a lot more ruthless. And you got these kids just going around town, you know, making old ladies get hit by cars and or trucks, rather, and making houses fall on the old ladies' sisters. And they're, you know, making voodoo dolls of the adults in church and shit and causing them to bleed to death. And they're throwing, you know, arrows through people's stomachs. Like, it's a whole bunch of shit going on, man, in that movie. And I love that movie. And I think Oh my God, what's his name? I can't remember his name, but the guy that plays Mika in Children of Corn 2, he's actually really decent. Part 3 is where I feel like they started to take the gloves off. Children of Corn 3 is one of those movies where the special effects are straight up nightmare fuel. I'm not talking about that shitty ass, I guess it's supposed to be the monster version of He Who Walks Behind the Rose at the end of Part 3. Not a big fan of that, but Part 3, that Malcolm's death scene, I'm telling y'all, that shit like scarred me for life. It's some of the most disturbing special effects I've ever seen. Part 4, I actually like Part 4 a lot. It was Naomi Watts's, you know, it was her introduction into acting, if I'm not mistaken. And Karen Black, rest in peace, shout out to her. She was in there. Children of Corn 4 is when the series took this, like, supernatural slasher type of turn. That's how exactly how the movie plays out. Part 5, swear to God, if you would have taken every Children of Corn element out of Part 5, I would still watch it because I love those characters. It was one of Eva Mendez's first roles. The late, great Alexis Arquette was in there. Rest in peace, shout out to him. Children of Corn 5 has the best characters in it, hands down. They're so likable. I like their story. I like their journey. Their deaths are sad and all that other shit. Spoiler alert. 6, we all know Children of Corn 6 is one of the first direct sequels ever made in the horror genre. But, you know, we're 6 minutes into this, speaking of. I don't want to get too carried away with the backstory. We know this shit goes off the rails after like part 18. And the next 20,000 sequels aren't really all that great. Now, we got Kurt Wimmer here, who's doing this Children of the Corn remake. And Kurt Wimmer, if nobody knows him, he was the writer of the movie Sphere. He was the director of Equilibrium. I think that's the Taye Diggs and Christian Bale movie. Oh, God, he directed Ultraviolet. That, yikes. And he's directing Children of Corn. He's a writer of, his writing credits are impressive though. Spell, I've never seen a Point Break remake. I know everybody said it was garbage, but it's got a lot of good stunts. It looks like he wrote the Total Recall remake. He wrote Salt, which wasn't bad. He wrote Law Abiding Citizen. That was solid. He's got writing credits to Street Kings. I like that movie. Thomas Crown Affair for all you Pierce Brosnan fans out there. Look people, I don't know who's in this cast. I really don't care, and I know I'm not trying to be smart here. I'm not trying to do anything out of the ordinary, because normally I'll be like, oh, this was written by and directed by and this person stars in it. I ain't got time for all that shit, man. We 7 minutes into this shit. This trailer is 2 minutes and 5 seconds. People, shout out to Movie Trailer Source for dropping this an hour ago. Let's get into it, people. Let's not expect much, and let's lower our motherfucking expectations if we had any. Children of the Corn. 2023 trailer, people. I'll hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. Well, this is okay. I thought I was about to say Serena Williams in this. That was an ad, people. My apologies.
To witness the horrific rise of the next generation of evil.
Stop it.
Based on the short story. Stephen King.
I'm thinking that was a radio station. That's the announcer. Like, is this motherfucker on a yak back?
Like you've never seen
it. My man woke up handcuffed.
I know. It sucks.
So the new Isaac is a girl, pretty much.
But I can help with your pain.
Nah, I'm good.
Brace yourself. He who walks. He talked to me. He took care of me. So now I'm going to take care of him.
Oh no.
I'm killing all the adults.
For starters.
Oh, these kids on some shit. Oh, they fucking shit up in the town.
Children of the Corn.
He Who Walks Behind the Rose sounds hungry as shit. Only in theaters March 3rd? This is getting a theatrical release? That's not good. I'm telling y'all right now, that's not a good sign. I thought, and I had literally just told my sister this, I said, it's cool because it's going straight to streaming services. But for them to give this movie a theatrical release, I think that's a bad move. I think that's a terrible, terrible fucking move right here. After the second Children of the Corn movie, and there's been quite a few, but after the second movie, I believe it's when the series started going straight to video, DVD wasn't around at the time, but it went straight to video, you know, Children of Corn 3 and so on and so forth. And while I have guilty pleasures as far as the sequels go, I don't think any of those movies after part two were quality films that should have been released in the theater to begin with. So I feel like it did go straight to DVD for a reason. And that's the only reason this franchise has survived as long as it has. But, you know, I don't, and I'm not trying to be smart here, people, because there are some decent things that I saw in the trailer, and I'll get to that in a second. I'm not trying to be smart here, but if you wanted to do a remake of Children of the Corn and give it a theatrical release and try to get people excited for this property again, then I feel like Kurt Wimmer was not the choice of director to get people excited. Now, if you got fans of the series overall, or maybe just fans of the first movie or whatever the case may be, if they lost faith at some time, at some point, you know, and somebody comes to them, yo, they're remaking Children of Corn and it's coming out in the theater. Oh, yeah, who's directing it? Kurt Wimmer. It's like, what? I don't know how that... God damn. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. That drop y'all just heard was my phone falling out of my pocket. Swear to God, my heart just dropped for a second. Because I have bad luck with phones. I always drop them and crack the screen. But it's okay. Everything's all right. But like I was saying, man, like it's like coming to somebody like, yeah, Kurt Wimmer's gonna direct it, and then it's just like, who? Like somebody's either gonna be like, who? Or they're gonna be like, oh. Unless you are a big fucking fan of something like Equilibrium. I don't know. There's fans. Every movie has its fan base. And I'm slowly but surely understanding that more and more every day. But I'm just really flabbergasted by the whole fucking idea of this shit coming out in the theater. Cause who the fuck, I don't know anybody as of right now that is in a rush to go to the theater to see Children of the Corn 2023. Now, I will say this though. This remake, while I'm not excited or anything like that, what I do like about this trailer, this trailer looks like it's taking shit back to its roots. This trailer looks like it's going to give whatever fans or newcomers, the next generation, as the guy said in the, you know, in the narration, is giving people what the series originally began with. Now, I've never read the book, but I'm talking about the movies. The movies were advertised as these Gatlin, Nebraska children that ran around crazy and killed all the adults, and they're killing all the other adults that are coming in town, and they're trying to recruit the other kids that are around in their age bracket. And, you know, the series really goes off the fucking rails. Like I said in part three, where, you know, Eli's possessed and he's got killer corn, and He Who Walks Behind the Rose is a fucking shitty stop motion creature with a toy Barbie doll in his hand at some point. You know, scarecrows can come back to life. Part four, you got supernatural slasher shit going on where the killer can just, you know, his essence can move knives and shovels around and shit. Then you've got, you know, possessed babies with the fire in their eyes at the end of part five. And then, you know, part six had everything pretty grounded for the most part. You had the children of the children. I love that aspect. But then you get all of this weird supernatural shit that really doesn't make any sense when you try to make sense of it in the later sequels. But I like in this trailer that they're going back to simplifying things. Now, yeah, He Who Walks Behind the Rose is pretty invisible. You can see something, some invisible entity coming through the cornfield because you see the corn stalk spreading as if something's pushing against them as it's moving. You see that. You hear He Who Walks Behind the Rose growling. That's always going to be a thing. We don't know what type of form we are or are not going to see him in. But for the most part, this trailer is showcasing the fact that these kids are gathering up weapons. They're saddling up together. They're breaking off into groups, and they're killing the adults in this town. That I do like about this trailer. I was very surprised to see actual children of the corn. Now, there's going to be a lot of people that's like, oh, they gender swapped Isaac. Now the cult leader's a girl. I feel like at this point, who gives a fuck? Who gives a shit? We've had three versions of Isaac on screen for the most part. We've had John Franklin in that first movie. We had John Franklin come back in Children of the Corn 666, and he still is very much into that role in that movie. I think he does a really good job. And then we had the super young boy Isaac in The Children of Corn. I think it was a 2009 remake with that fine-ass black chick that was married to the abusive Bert in that movie. That movie actually, the one thing I liked about The Children of Corn remake is the fact that Bert reacts how I would have reacted. And I'm not condoning his abusive actions towards his wife. I'm talking about how he handles the kids. Like, these kids have him backed into an alleyway, and he's like, listen, I'm gonna fuck all y'all up if y'all take a couple steps closer. He's breaking bones and, you know, snapping necks and shit like that and stabbing these kids. That's how you gotta treat these little badass sons of bitches, especially if they're evil and you know that your life is on the line. But I, like, look, axes and knives and pickaxes and whatever the kids are running around with, and the kids look... It's something about this girl's performance that I don't mind. I don't care if the new leader's a girl. I don't, like, listen, I feel like if there's people out there that are going to complain that this new cult leader's a girl, you definitely need your fucking brain cells checked, because this series has made no sense and been a complete mess for decades now. So don't start nitpicking because the cult leader's a girl. If I do watch this, I'll watch it at home and I'll give it a chance. I've given all these fucking movies a chance for the most part. Just to see if they'll win me over again. This is like an abusive relationship in itself, man. I just keep going back, thinking it's going to change, and it never does. Does the same shit, which is kick my ass when I talk about it in these reviews and these trailer reactions. But, I mean, other than the kids, there's not really a lot going on for me outside of the kids, you know, looking like actual kids and looking like they're doing what the evil children of the corn do. I definitely like that about the trailer. What I was going to say was that it's something about the girls, you know, the scenes they show her and the cult leader. She's got like this nonchalant attitude. Like when the one girl's walk with the short blonde curly hair, she's walking next to her. She's like, so you're going to kill all the adults in town? And the girl's like, for starters, like, that little fucker is planning on world domination. If killing all the adults in town is what you want to start with for your plan, then I'm definitely afraid of what follows after that. But I don't know. It's something about how she delivers her lines in the movie. And there's a scene where she, like, her face is covered in, like, little splashes of blood. Now, I'm sure in that scene that they probably have made an example out of somebody. And that girl has murdered someone in front of those kids just to get them excited and, you know, to get them cheered on. I don't know. Like, listen. All right, let's just watch it one more again, people. Let's watch it one more again. Plus, I need to take sip this coffee again.
Horrific rise of the next generation of evil.
Like, was he supposed to sound like that? Because he really sounds like he's on a radio station.
Based on the short story.
That motherfucker got the Bane mask on or something?
By Stephen King.
Based on Stephen King.
Comes the nightmare. Like you've never seen it before.
What is that powder that it's got to be cocaine that he just blew off of his hand like that. That's the plot twist. He got all the kids in Gatlin High.
I know. It sucks. So hard sometimes you can hardly breathe. But I can help with your pain. Brace yourself.
Yeah, like she just don't give a fuck.
He talked to me. He took care of me. So now I'm going to take care of him.
And that one kid's got a chainsaw. I haven't seen a chainsaw in Children of the Corn since part 5. Oh, that guy's in here. The guy from, he's always a villain in something. Winter Soldier, BVS. Another thing I'll say about this this trailer, just based off the title card alone, you can truly tell this was a movie that they just decided it was already made. This movie's been delayed for like 7 centuries, by the way. They kept pushing it back and pushing it back and pushing it back. I feel like somebody fought hard to get this shit released. Because when a movie gets delayed like that, it's either going to get shelved forever. And I mean, not shelved, but it's going to, yeah. Pretty much. It's going to get shelved forever and it's never going to come out, or it's just going to go through so many different drafts, so many reshoots, so many different versions That you come out with some shit like the New Mutants. Now, I'm not trying to be smart here, but we've seen it happen before with the delays and things like that. And it's usually a bad sign when things like that happen. But you can tell this is something that really was going straight to video, the VOD. And, you know, somebody was just like, look, man, I got $200,000 left in my account. I'll give it to you if you release the movie theatrically. And then, you know, the studio probably was like, all right, cool, we'll take it. But no, in all seriousness, for the life of me, I don't understand why this is coming out in the theater. Had this been a big budget studio film, then it would have made all the sense in the world, because in that case, you've got the money, you've got the studio. I don't know, maybe somebody like Warner Brothers, because they handled It Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 fantastically. Is that a word? Is fantastically a word? It is now. But they handled the shit out of that movie. They had money behind that movie. It was heart and soul and effort and just, you know, it was so well done, man. I feel like if Children of the Corn can get, if every Stephen King, you know, reboot can get that type of treatment, then there's hope, man. Now, granted, there's things like Dark Tower and Firestarter that people didn't respond to that well. But it's the effort for me, man. We'll never know until we try and get it made. I'm fucking talking like I work for Warner Brothers or Stephen King or something like that. What I'm saying is, I feel like you'll never know. Like, get Children of the Corn in the right hands of the right people who actually care about the movies, who actually are doing things that feel like they're in conjunction with the series. Like, you got a lot of cases where these Children of the Corn sequels start off as spec scripts. And they just throw the words He Who Walks Behind the Rose in there, Gatlin, Nebraska, Isaac, Malachi. They just throw things in there for the sake of making it a Children of the Corn film. And a lot of fucking straight-to-DVD sequels do that, man, or franchises do that. Hellraiser is another great example of a series that is just based off of spec scripts that are something completely different. Oh, let's throw Pinhead and the Lament configuration in there and make it a Hellraiser movie just to put asses in the seats. I feel like that's a bit of a cop-out, man. Like, I feel like every sequel should do something different. But in no way are the Children of the Corn movies related outside of, what, parts 1, 2, and 6 are the only ones with some type of continuity overall. But I don't know, man. I'll check this out. I'm not paying money to go see this shit, though. I'll definitely tell y'all that, because, you know, Kurt Wimmer's not a guy I'm in a rush to hear about or read about. That I'm sorry, that's just what it is. They don't really have any big name actors, you know, headlining this thing, which is cool. I'm cool with the unknowns. It gives people better chances at, you know, a bigger project sometimes. But I don't know, like, do y'all want this to succeed or not? Because y'all about to lose some money. This shit's about to probably gross $15 opening weekend. I'm not sure, maybe 20. But I don't see this making any box office rumblings. I don't see this as a jumping off point for the Children of the Corn series that's going to shake things up and get it started again. I see this as an opportunity to, and it's not like I want this to fail. I always want, you know, even the trailers that don't get me the most, sometimes I do want them to prove me wrong. I love those moments where I can tell y'all, yo, I was 200% wrong about this, and, you know, y'all can laugh at me now, blah, blah, blah. I really enjoyed this. I don't know if that's going to be one of those cases with this, but I will say that I think if this movie does poorly, then maybe that will jumpstart people to realize we need to pick and choose what Stephen King properties deserve to, you know, what we deserve to put. What am I trying to say here, man? This coffee's getting the best of me. I feel like it's going to be a time where people are going to understand what to put their effort into. Like, I feel like Children of Corn is something that deserves a lot better as a property. And there's a lot of people out there that want to see things from the book incorporated in movies a lot heavier. But outside of that, as far as Stephen King adaptations go, I feel like things like The Graveyard Shift definitely deserve a big budget remake. I almost said it Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 already had their comeuppance and it was good. I feel like things like Sleepwalkers definitely need, you know, big Stephen King reboots. We were supposed to get from James Wan a reboot of The Tommyknockers. I don't know what happened to that. I feel like that'll be amazing with James Wan behind it like he was supposed to be. I don't know what the hell happened with that project. But, you know, Graveyard Shift, Tommyknocker, Sleepwalkers, maybe Thinner could use an upgrade. I feel like, I still feel like, I'm sorry, man. I feel like Misery. You know, they've already done Carrie. There's been like two or three remakes of that shit. There was one with Angela Bettis. There was one with Chloe Grace Moretz. I feel like just leave Carrie alone at this point, because the last time they just turned her into Jean Grey, and it just felt cheap and cheesy. But certain, basically what I'm saying is certain Stephen King movies definitely deserve to be rebooted and deserve to be upgraded for people that, you know, found them to be unsatisfactory. Children of the Corn, man, I don't know. This might be the final nail in the coffin for the series. If this is good and people love it, then great. I hope I feel the same way about it. But like I said, my expectations are pretty low for this. But there were some decent takeaways from the trailer. It's not all bad, considering the way that those other trailers for the other sequels are put together. If y'all don't believe me, go back, challenge yourself. Challenge yourselves. And go back and watch every Children of the Corn trailer. They get progressively worse and they get lazier. And you're going to be like, I feel like by part five, as much as I enjoy that one as a guilty pleasure, y'all are going to be like, I don't know. I just don't know anymore, because the I'm telling y'all, the series, it goes off the fucking rails, man. But we'll see. This is, what is this, rated R for violence and bloody images. That's not enough. Like, children, listen. If y'all want to put asses in the seats, have these kids fucking people up and have this shit rated R for, you know, violence and bloody images and strong gore and, you know, disturbing imagery that may haunt the viewers for the rest of their lives type of shit. Have that shit in the little box as a description of why it's rated R. Like, let's go full crazy if that's what we're going to do to get people back invested back into this franchise. But we'll see, man. We'll see what happens, people. But y'all already know where to go, man. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out to Anchor. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. What the fuck is that shit called? Maniac Monday? It's been so long since I mentioned it or posted about Maniac Monday that I forgot how to say this shit, people. I'm telling y'all. Me and COVID, do y'all remember Freakazoid? Like, how he was just zipping all over the place, acting crazy? That is how I feel when caffeine is in my system. But it's all for the greater good, because I feel like, you know, later on when I get my bearings together, I'm definitely going to, you know, do some more content for y'all. But, you know, nonetheless, shout out to the Cinemaniacs. Happy Maniac Monday to y'all. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. If it's one episode I got to do, and y'all know I hate announcing shit because it always just derails my plans to do so. But I got to say, man, if it's one thing I got to get out to y'all today or tomorrow or just this week in general, it's that Flash trailer breakdown. When I tell y'all that was the fucking highlight of my night last night, other than the tequila shots, man, listen, I know it's a lot of people out there that's like, cancel Ezra Miller, this, that, and other. I love the gesture that Warner Brothers and DC are making right now. They are basically letting people know, if they are dedicated to getting help, you know, Ezra Miller, then we are going to stick by their side, and we are not going to turn our backs on this person like everybody else has, and we're going to work with them. And also, it's the fact that when you see the trailer, you'll understand that it is too much hype and too much money wrapped up in this shit for them to cancel the movie and all that other shit people saying. You know, there was somebody, I forgot the guy's name, but he's a movie reviewer, a critic, very well established guy. I can't remember the motherfucker's name right now, but he's like, if they decide to go on with Ezra Miller and DC, I'm done with DC. Shit, I'm not. Have y'all seen that fucking Flash trailer? Y'all, listen, y'all got to be fucking stupid to scrap the movie or even listen. But that's the good thing about the Flash movies, is that the Flash can be recasted. There's alternate versions and alternate universes and shit. But I'm rooting for Ezra Miller, man. I'm rooting for Ezra Miller to get the, you know, because I feel like mental health is something that is taken very lightly nowadays. And I'm praying that, you know, Ezra Miller stays on a straight and narrow track and just, you know, stays positive, man, and stays working and stays active. And, you know, kudos to DC, man, because that, I'm telling y'all, man, watch the fucking Flash trailer if y'all have not seen it. I got the warm fuzzies. I'm not going to say I was more excited than when I watched the Fast 10 trailer, which y'all can check that trailer reaction out if y'all want. But it's something about that Flash movie, man, and the shit that they show us in there where a lot of my childhood, man, a lot of my childhood. But yeah, people, y'all already know the love and support that y'all show me. I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.